Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, July 11th. We're back today. There's no guests, so we're going to just shoot the breeze today, as we always do. I hope you have enough good stories and stuff, because I didn't have that much time to look up stories here. But I'm sure we'll figure out something, right?
I don't got shit for stories right now. Not a thing.
Not a thing, huh?
No. Nope.
Well, ever since you stopped working at the restaurant, there's not a lot of action going on.
Yeah, I'm like,
right?
Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for something else?
Yeah, I try to look.
Yeah. Mm. I know, it's tough. My son's having a hard time.
Yeah,
with
it's
his
just
job.
Like, ugh, same up and down battle. Yeah, back right. And forth, back and forth.
No. But you got to go on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My son is like, I didn't sign up for this. I'm like, what the fuck? You're already here.
Right,
you know?
Right. I know.
Do something.
So I know.
He might quit his job today, but I told him
he'll regret
it's okay because. Well, he's very miserable. I mean, every day.
But everyone's
like,
miserable at the job. You got to do what you got to do to
that's
pay your bills.
True, right?
Like,
but I mean,
this guy
is like so depressed. He's not in any shape to go to work. But he needs to do something. He's not taking his meds. That's why he's like this. So it's fucking bullshit, man. But I don't know what to tell him. What am I going to tell him? Yeah, go and kill yourself? Because that's what he's threatening to do all the time.
Oh, he needs to get psychiatric help.
Well, he does, but he's not taking his meds.
Mm.
And I told him, I said, you're not stable, you know. But that's his go-to behavior when he can't deal with life.
Right.
That sucks, man. That comes from my daughter sometimes, too.
Right.
They're both fucked up, I'm telling you.
That sucks.
Right?
No offense.
No, I know. I know. But we have mental illness in the family. What can you do? We have depression, bipolar, and it affects your life, you know? But you got to do something about it. Not just go, oh, I have this, so therefore I'm miserable.
Right.
Yeah, look at me. I can live a normal life. And fuck it. So you take medication for the rest of your life. So what?
Right.
Right? That makes you, like, be able to live.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
If you're off your meds and you feel like you want to jump off a building, you probably should be taking your medication.
Right. Can't keep a job, can't do anything.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah. So, that's the way it is. What can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting hotter out here. And
I love it.
You love it. I don't like it.
I'm laying
it
by
all.
A pool today. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's relaxing. Just yeah. Relax at
what
a pool.
Terrible life you have.
Such
you know?
A terrible life. Such a terrible life.
That's what I'm saying. You can't complain, you know? I mean, what the hell, you know?
No, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's all up to you, you know?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, enjoy your life while you can, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. What am I going to tell you? You know?
I can't believe it's July 11th.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
I know. You know what's crazier is that I keep checking the weather up in Oregon where I was going to move to. And they still have fucking cloudy skies.
Yeah, you would have been depressed for sure.
I'm like, worried the fucking clouds.
That would
in
make
July.
Me depressed. Even when it's rainy and cloudy here, I'm like, I'm so unmotivated.
Right.
I don't want to do a thing.
Right.
But then when I wake up and it's like this, I'm like, yes, let's get this day started.
Who would have thought, man? I went two times in the same year and it was sunny the whole fucking time. And that must have been the only time ever in Oregon history that happened.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every day I check, it's like always partly cloudy, rainy.
Right. I do want to go there. It's on my bucket list of things to do.
Yeah. No, it's fun. I mean, to visit, it's amazing. It's just beautiful land and stuff. So, you know, I was checking out on Idaho because, you know, Jim is moving to Idaho and stuff.
No, thanks. That's one city I don't feel
but,
like visiting.
No, it's a state, actually. But
whatever.
There's cities in there. But I mean, you wouldn't believe how beautiful it is. That's what I'm talking about, the land. You know, I don't know about the people. I don't. Never
been there. I've never been either. And exactly. I've never heard of anything that has to do with Idaho, so I can't.
Right.
I mean, I like Idaho potatoes.
Right, but
it's like the only potatoes
you eat. You know? I know you hear of Boise, Idaho, but you don't know much of what's going on there.
Exactly.
I know. I don't know how to characterize the state even. But all I know is I looked it up and there's some beautiful, beautiful country there. So
right.
There you go. And I need that. You know, I was reading an article the other day online that being near a body of water can really improve your well-being. And that's the way I am. I need to be near water all the time.
So just go to the beach on the weekends.
Yeah, I know. I did this past weekend. I went and sat on the rocks for a while.
Right.
In Malibu and stuff. I have a little spot there. And it's pretty cool, you know, but, you know, I don't know. It's not the same. It's not the same. You'd be green and rivers and hidden places and things like that. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for it. I don't know. Maybe you need to know some people who know some places.
Right.
That most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Although I doubt it in California. But, you know, another road trip, you know, Arizona again, that's too hot. I went last year about this time. It wasn't great. Well, it was great, but it was too hot.
Yeah.
And you drive in the desert a lot. It's like there's nothing.
How long does that drive? Like five
Well,
hours?
It depends where you go in Arizona. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I stopped at many places. If you go to like Phoenix, it'd probably take you 5 hours or six.
Right. That's the capital?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest city. That's a tourist spot, yeah. Right?
Well, no, not necessarily. People go to Sedona more. That's like that. It's a little town with rocks and mountains, all red and stuff. And you go to the Grand Canyon from there.
Right.
So that's a pretty popular destination. And also Lake
I have no
Havasu.
Interest in going on the Grand Canyon.
Really?
No. I don't like heights. So yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I
know. Freak out the whole time.
Can you imagine walking out on that thing
nope,
with
cannot.
The glass?
Nope.
The outlook, whatever they
nope.
have.
Nope. And I see videos of it. I'm like, y'all crazy motherfuckers.
I know. I know.
I'm like, I'm so all set.
I know, man. How the fuck can you walk like this on
people
glass?
Like just do it for an Instagram pic.
Right.
I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
No.
So, well, some people don't have fear of heights. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, some people don't.
Yeah. I mean, you know how many people fell off just going to the edge? Not of that thing, but just anywhere in the canyon. You get really close. I mean, you can fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, so people don't give a shit.
No, they don't. Like, there's been so many freak accidents where I was like, they went on a hiking trip and one just fell down the terrain.
Right.
I'm like, why do people find this enjoyable?
I know.
Why? I mean, I granted, the pictures of the Grand Canyon are great.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
yeah.
I'd rather go to Phoenix and hit the bars.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. So, how many deaths have occurred at the Grand Canyon? Everywhere I'm looking here, they don't know. They're not really giving me 12 deaths, but that's when? Since when? I don't know. Maybe just that year, this year or something.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Like, are the deaths explained?
Including natural causes, medical problems, suicide, heat, drowning, and traffic crashes. None of this has to do
traffic
with this.
Traffic crashes?
Here, only 2 to 3 deaths per year are from falls over the rim.
You bet 2 to 3 is still enough.
Yeah, right? Don't go too close to the fucking edge, man. I don't understand the things people do. I mean, do you believe some of the Facebook and Instagram pictures people put up there, like really dangerous stuff? Would you jump off a plane? Would you jump off a plane?
Nope.
No, huh?
Like bungee, skydive, you mean?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I have no interest
crazy,
in that.
Crazy, right?
I just have no interest in that.
Yeah.
I'm petrified of heights, let alone jumping out of a fucking plane.
Right.
Some people say that when you do that, you get over your fear of flying.
Probably.
I'm like, probably not.
Yeah.
No. Probably not.
Yeah. Because if the plane crashes, I'm not going to have a fucking parachute.
Exactly. Right? Although they should give everyone that gets on a flight a parachute.
You think?
Yeah.
But the plane usually, like, how are you going to, like, jump out of there? I don't know.
Because if you're in a, if you skydive, you go to, what, 36,000?
But most planes don't crash at that height, you know, at that altitude.
Yeah, because it's they're usually snow diving, skydiving. If it's mid-flight, it's usually skydiving.
Right. Were you talking about a passenger plane or just a plane that people jump off of?
No, I'm talking about a passenger plane.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So usually the crashes are like closer to the ground.
That's what I'm saying. But they have that entire long nosedive where people could possibly parachute out.
How many times have that happened? I don't know. Most planes don't.
I don't know. I just feel like there should be better precautions for people that are in plane crashes.
Well, there probably will be. I've seen some inventions that they're
working on. Predicting, yeah. Like, but even at that, it's going to be like the Teslas and the self-driving cars. It's going to take a while before that actually works. And how many planes are they going to test that on?
I know.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be on one of those until you guys have perfected it. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And not only that, I always say, why can't they just make planes out of whatever the black box is made out of? Because that shit doesn't get destroyed at all.
Yeah, but I mean, if the plane crashes, you're going to hit your fucking walls or something. You're going to die. Doesn't matter what happens. The planes are pretty fucking strong metal.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, don't understand.
I don't even want to think about it.
Okay, let's
not talk about it.
All right.
Gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Epstein thing now with the sex trafficking and all that shit?
I don't even know who that is.
I know. Nobody did. Well, some people did. He's a billionaire, okay?
Doing what?
I don't know. Maybe real estate or something.
Oh.
But there's the biggest scandal. I mean, talking about him trafficking young girls, like as young as 14, and having sex with them and things like that. And so they went into his home. They're saying it's like a house of horrors in there. Mm. Bizarre art, porn, and dolls.
Sounds like a winner.
Right? So this guy's gonna have he's gonna be hung in City Square in the town square by the balls, man.
And can they take all his money for that?
They could take everything from him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, and he's gonna go to jail. He'll probably have to pay the victims or whatever, you know, in his trial. I don't know, but God, a lot of women are coming out now, you know, who are older.
Yeah.
And apparently,
what, he's a child molester?
Yeah, he's everything.
Ooh,
he's
a
rapist. Yeah. Sex trafficker. What he did is he would use the girls he already had to coerce
other girls
to do it.
Yeah.
And the way he attracted them is, look, he's saying you give to a 14-year-old $400.
Right.
And they're desperate. They never seen that much money in one place in their life. They're going to probably have sex with you. Or at least do what you ask him to do. And so he's going after the most vulnerable.
Right.
I mean, how heinous is that? How fucking evil is
that? It's awful.
You know, I mean, you go after kids that have no ability to defend themselves or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, he may not have tied him up and shit, but and threatened with a gun, but it's not necessary. So you're thinking, you know, here's this powerful man and everything, and older man and everything, and what business does he have with little girls?
So
you know
gross.
What I'm saying? I think they're stuck in that young age, and they try to relive it, like, sexually or something.
I don't know. There's really no explanation for it. I'll never understand it.
Right.
Like, I'll just never understand how a grown-ass, like, even when I watch Law & Order SVU, and they have a episode
right.
where
like to know what makes them tick, those criminals.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah, I have like a weird obsession with it. But even when I'm watching it and they have an episode where it's like a 40-year-old man raped a 7-year-old girl, to me it's like, that doesn't make sense to me. How are you physically attracted to someone who's like not even a woman yet?
Right.
It's just there's really, even if we sat down and we like dissected his brain, it still probably would be like, okay, well, this doesn't give me enough reason to understand why he would molest a 7-year-old.
It's such a taboo, you know.
My
dad
hates that show because of that.
Really?
There's too many kid storylines.
Oh, well,
my dad's like, fuck all of them, I'll murder them all.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You're not going to murder anyone, Dad.
But you would like to.
Yeah. I feel like everyone, child molesters are the most killed prisoners in jail, by the way.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some kind of code.
Yeah, like you could come in here for slaughtering an entire unit of whatever. But if you molest a kid, we're fucking you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can kill and murder your mother, but it's...
yeah.
But don't mess with the kids.
Don't
come
mess
on,
with the
man.
Kids, yeah. Child rapists and child killers are like, have a hard time in jail.
Right.
Like, as soon as you get your sentence and you know you're going, you probably should just hang yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Shoot yourself.
Because you're going to get killed in jail anyway.
Whoa.
You know, I don't understand the ideology behind being a criminal, because why would someone want to commit a crime if they know if they get caught, they're going to sit in just a box for the rest of their life?
Because I think some people don't have, like, fear. They don't have that. You know, they don't care about consequences.
So they just don't think
I
might get in trouble.
That's what criminals do. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen kids like this when I was much younger, you know, going to steal shit. And I'm like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, right.
So
it's just, for me, it's like, okay, I understand maybe a serial killer, why they did it, because they got away with, well, I don't know, 10 before they got caught. So they probably just think, I'm fucking untouchable.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing this. And then eventually they fuck themselves over somehow, some way, and they get caught. But I don't understand someone who's like 17 years old and their friend convinces them to go into that gas station and rob the place, and the robbery goes wrong and they accidentally kill the clerk, and then they're sitting in a jail cell. Like, why would you think, okay, let me go into this place and just strip myself of all my freedom?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right, but no, not everybody thinks like we do, you know? I mean, these people obviously are fucked up about something.
Right.
And I think they're not afraid, you know? Maybe they don't realize the consequences or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, for me, any prospect of jail is like, I'm running for the hills, man.
Right.
Don't get me involved in this shit.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I need my freedom. People don't understand the power of freedom, you know? And we were talking about it yesterday with our guests, too. About freedom, how about when it's taken from you, it's horrible. You know, I mean, those women in Iran and stuff, and the way they're repressed and oppressed and beaten up.
Right.
Can you imagine being beaten up by your brother or something if you, like, if they deem that you shame the family?
Right, right. No, I can't.
Even if you got raped,
right,
they would fucking beat you up.
Right.
Kill you.
Right.
Fuck.
For something that's not even your fault.
Right.
Yeah.
What a backward.
Yeah.
Backward world, you know? I don't know, man. Some people are still in the Stone Age.
That's
what I'm saying. Western culture has given more to humanity than any other culture ever in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the ones who try to protect the weak and the young, you know, and the innocent and give some meaning to life. And then you have all the people that want to kill all the time. Yeah, so enough of this shit. But look, a plastic surgeon warns against medical tourism after a third plastic surgery-related death in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, I don't know why people keep going there for surgery.
Really?
Yeah, because...
So is that like a trend or something?
Yeah, so many people go out there.
Mm. What did you get yours done?
Miami.
Yeah, that's
but there's been a lot of deaths in Miami as well.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of deaths in Miami. No, there's been over one death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I remember this one guy that was like... having all these women die, or you just botched the fucking thing. Right?
Yeah, right. No, so when me and Gabby were doing research on getting our bodies redone, we like looked up this plastic surgery place and we wrote them before we read the reviews. But it's really important for any female listening, if you're looking to do something where you are under medical anesthesia, you should look at the reviews on Self-Help, I think is the website, and Yelp.
Because
they'll never lie. People go on there and you can't delete the bad reviews.
Right.
And this place was like, there's been 9 deaths. You need to do your research. Like, so they just emailed me right now. I'm like, I'm not coming to you. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
My body is not, I don't hate my body enough to have a risk of death. It's just, not worth it for me.
Or a botched thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
That's
like, I'm currently botched, but not botched enough to be like, I look bad naked.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can live with it. I don't
so you wanted to take another chance that something might be botched. I mean, what if it is? Just like you're saying, you know, what if you get caught and you go to jail? What if this one time it's not going to work again? And
yeah,
it's going to fuck you up. You know, what if it's on your face
right.
and they botch it? What are you going to do?
Right.
So come on, go safer on this one.
Well, I'm just doing lipo in my stomach and my arms, and I'm not getting put under. You're okay. awake. You're
but
awake.
Nothing in your face, right?
No, I'm not. I would never touch my fucking face.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I would never touch my face.
So if it's botched, people won't see it. If you do it in other parts,
well, it's
of
like
the body.
Almost impossible to botch lipo. They're right. just sucking out fat. Oh, where really? The botch comes in is when they suck out the fat and right. they put it in other places. It can take differently.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
like, after you get out of surgery, you might look a certain way, but after 6 weeks of healing, it could look completely different.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How gross to fucking suck the fat out, man.
Oh, my God. I love it. What a great invention. What a great invention. Seriously.
Yeah, just like, here, doctor, deflate me.
Yeah.
You know? You come out of surgery like the air was taken out of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. That's amazing to me, man. I don't know that I could ever do that. I mean, I'm fucking not going for a colonoscopy, which I probably should. But I
mean, you're supposed
it's
to.
Too invasive, you
it
know?
Doesn't matter, but when you get to your age, you're supposed to do it like once a year, right? Or once every 3 years or something
yeah,
like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, I know. I haven't had it done in 20 years.
Yeah, it's. I think it's probably about time.
I know everybody around me is going. I'm like, oh, God, drink that fucking disgusting
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that sucks. I know.
And
but...
then go in. But you know what? You're right. I mean, what is that compared to like not catching it?
Yeah,
early,
right. Exactly.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll do that. But today I'm getting my mask,
that's
my
good.
CPAP,
yeah.
is what they call it, or an APAP machine, mm-hmm. whatever. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, shit, I can't tell you, Danny, I get up so, like today, I was so tired. I'm like, there's no way I can get out of bed right now.
Right, right.
It's just so comfortable.
I know,
it's so
I know.
Nice and warm.
I know.
And your body, your mind is not even on work at all. And you go, what the fuck? I have to get up now. And until I take a shower, I'm not awake.
Right.
Not awake, you mm-hmm. know? I mean, I have coffee, I drink, have a cigarette or something, but I don't wake up until I finally go in the shower.
Right.
And even then, I mean, I was driving to work today. The traffic was heavy. I was literally fucking falling asleep. I was like, fuck, man. Scary as shit.
Yeah, falling asleep at the wheel is, and there's nothing you can do about it because when you nod off, that's when you realize that you fell asleep.
Right.
But so much can happen before you nod it off.
Exactly.
But they have new cars that are coming out that like will tell you when you're like slipping
yeah,
inside,
like
make really loud.
Something.
I need a car like that.
Yeah.
Everybody really needs a car like that, honestly.
Yeah.
I own, so my car is leased, but I own it in September. So I'm like 2 months away.
Oh.
I'm going to sell it
right.
for however I can sell it for. And I'm just going to use that wad of cash to get a new car.
Yeah.
I want like a new one. I don't have the reverse camera in my whip. I want the reverse camera.
You going to lease again?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because I get sick of cars after like 4 years.
So don't lease for longer than that.
No, I don't. But this one, I just was in a financial rut when I moved out here. So I kept it. And now I basically fucking own the thing.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to sell it.
How old is the car, though? I mean, you pay
2010.
You're not going to get more than a couple thousand dollars.
Whatever, a couple thousand is what I need for a down payment on another whip.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I'm not looking to like put money in my pocket.
But you don't need to put a down payment on a car, you know that. Even if you lease it, you can go zero drive off.
Oh, and then but your payments are higher.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'd
so
rather.
So you decide when you want to pay it, right? Right. In the beginning or during the payment.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus it'll lower a little bit your price because they have to negotiate.
I think I want a Jeep.
Negotiate it, yeah. Yeah, Jeeps are nice.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best with that, but at least a new one, not a used one like you did.
I don't mind having, if a car has like 9,000, I got mine at like 10,000 miles on it.
Right, but if you're leasing, you might as well get a new one.
I don't care. Why? I really don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care at all. Okay. As long as the car doesn't have like 30,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I got my Acura, it was like at 10 or 11, maybe. Maybe even less than that. But it had like no miles on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I loved my car when I first got it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I loved it. Now I'm like, ugh.
Get me out of this thing.
Yeah.
It's too old.
They don't even make it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the Acura what?
TSX.
TSX.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Thursday.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It is indeed Thursday. So, yeah, with plastic surgery, man, I don't know. It's gross, however you look at it.
Well, the thing is, when you go to Dominican Republic, they so in the United States, they can't take out more than 5 milliliters of fat.
Oh.
It might be 5. Yeah. I don't know if it's 5 milliliters or 5 liters. I don't want to mess that up.
Right.
But in the Dominican Republic, they just suck out all your fat, which is Definitely.
Really?
So like, that's why they have...
Like no limit, huh?
No limit. So girls will go and say, take out everything.
Right.
But technically they can't. Like even when I go to get my lipo again on my stomach, he still has to leave at least 5% of my fat, which is okay. Not healthy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why they die, right?
Yeah,
and
probably a lot of things. Probably not good anesthesiologists, probably not good medical care before or after. There was a story a year ago, I remember two sisters flew to the Dominican Republic, and they both died on the table, both of them.
Right.
And one of them was a mother. So can you imagine leaving your kid because you wanted to go get an ass?
Yeah, I know. People do that.
Mm-hmm.
People fucking do that, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, one person that doesn't need plastic surgery at this point, at least in my opinion, is Jessica Simpson. She's celebrating her 39th birthday in a ladies only poolside celebration. So she looks pretty good, actually, but I'm looking here. She gained some weight, you know?
Well, I mean, she's had like, what, 4 or 5 kids?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's had a lot of kids. I'm looking it up on Instagram right now.
Yeah, I guess she's just... She just gave birth again to a daughter.
I mean, her breasts look really nice in that picture.
It's the couple's third together, but didn't she have any before?
Yeah, I think she was... Oh, no.
Here, they're also
cute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at her tits. She's got some cleavage picture here.
Her kids are really beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. I'm on her Instagram page. Her kids are really cute.
Oh. Well, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
Look how beautiful she is.
Yeah. I've always been a fan of Jessica Simpson.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All her old school songs.
Which one do you remember?
I think I'm in love with you. I actually have that on my Apple podcast, and I mean Apple playlist, and I listen to it sometimes when I'm driving.
Yeah. What's it called again?
I think I'm in love with you, or Irresistible. Okay, Play Irresistible.
You want Irresistible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try this one. I have a different one that I like.
Oh my god, yeah, this is a classic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what it is, but everything about you is so irresistible.
Don't you try to tell me that it's not my type to hide away.
I like it. Never heard of it, but... I mean, she's got that Britney Spears vibe, no? Not bad. Not bad at all.
Old school.
Yeah.
That's like when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah. I like this one. This one is a slower song, but...
Oh, yeah. You set my soul. Oh, yeah. Classic. What's this called again?
I Want to Love You Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, look, her song... I mean, her voice, she goes pretty high, actually, in the chorus.
Yeah.
She's a good singer.
Yeah, not bad at all, but she stopped making music.
I know. I've got so much more to give. She doesn't need that auto-tune like Britney Spears, though.
Yeah, I mean, Britney Spears was like a pop star, though. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jessica Simpson. It's one thing about the show, folks. When we want music, it comes up right away.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has made us like so fucking sophisticated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who's she married to now? She's married to
I think like
Eric
a baseball player or something, right?
I think so.
I don't know what he does.
But she was with the other guy. What's his name?
Nick Lachey. But then he left her for.
Oh, so he left her?
Yeah.
Wow. For who?
She was like a host. I forget her name, but there's still Vanessa something. She was like a TV host. But they're still together. They have kids together too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sure do.
How do you leave Jessica Simpson for crying out loud? I guess if you're Nick Lachey, you can't.
I mean, right? But just like people said the same thing about Justin Timberlake leaving Britney Spears.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or supposedly she cheated, though.
Oh, she did. How can famous people cheat and not get caught?
They do get caught. That's why so many families break up. Because they're idiots.
Yeah, right? Whoa. Do you know the song Crush by Jennifer Page? It's a pretty good Crush. Song. You see, they put it in the same period and the same kind of thing. And I'll just play it for you a moment. It's kind of in the same groove. But the guy that wrote it, it's actually a guy that wrote the song. He was on the show here once, and it was so cool. You know, I mean, he wrote a song for a young female singer, but it's a guy, you know?
Yeah, so, but a lot of men write songs for females.
No, I know, but it's kind of weird, you know? I don't know.
Not really. Oh, yeah.
You know this
yeah,
song?
Everyone knows this song.
Isn't it awesome? I didn't think anybody knew it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What an awesome fucking song. And I like the lyrics too,
yeah,
you know? Right? Like, it's not like we're really into this. I just have a crush on you. Yeah, listen to the lyrics, folks. Yeah. It's like, I don't give a shit about you. Let's just fight. It's raising my adrenaline. You're banging on the heart of 10. Please don't make too much of it, baby. Say the word forevermore. That's not what I'm looking for. All I can commit to is baby. So let it be what it'll be. Don't make a fuss and get crazy over you and me. It's just a little crush.
I should play this for the guy next time I see him.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's totally appropriate for you. Do it. Wow. So, yeah, and so she, you know, Britney Spears, it's like, you're right, she's a pop star, she's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that I never know what her songs sound like, you know? It's
what
sort
mean?
Of like, I mean, not her songs, I'm sorry, her voice, because it's always auto-tuned and stuff, you know? It's
right,
like,
right.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But I guess, so someone said that she was forced to change her voice.
Really?
Like, I guess when she first came out, like when she was on Mickey Mouse Club, like she could throw it down like a R&B soul singer.
Really?
And someone said that she got like her vocal cords like shaved down or something.
What?
Yeah, because they didn't want her to be sound too quote unquote black.
Come on.
Yeah, that's literally you could Google it. There's so many articles on it. They wanted her to be like a white pop star, not a soul singer.
So they did what to her vocal cords?
They like shaved them down. Google it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no, I believe you. If you tell me, I believe you.
Well, I mean, I believe everything I read online. So.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's
Do you remember the song To the Moon and Back by Savage Garden? How old were you? You would have been 8
when?
Years old when it came.
With that song Crush?
No. A song called To the Moon and Back by a group called Savage Garden. What is?
I know Savage Garden, but I don't know like a lot of their songs.
This is the most famous one. No, not familiar.
No.
Let me play the chorus. for the right kind of pilot to come.
And just say to me.
Yeah, that's another huge song. I mean, you can just go crazy on YouTube. It gives you suggestions that are totally up your alley, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're so related to...
Even if you watch like one video of somebody, like a story time with somebody, the whole next thing will be suggestions to watch.
Right.
Yeah, that's how people, become viral.
Yeah, right.
Because they pop up in the suggestions box.
Right, it's not like you look for it.
No, it's just a suggestion. They're like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Click. My two videos that went viral, everyone was just like, yo, I was just... perusing through, and this was in the suggestion box.
And how does it get there? Because of the tags and stuff that you put on?
No, I think it's what the person was watching before.
Right.
Like, say I watch a story
time. But how would they know it's related unless they put like the tags and stuff?
I think maybe the title too. I'm not really good with my tags on YouTube. I wish I was better. But
I know, because it's a search engine. You gotta let it know how to find you.
But I think it's from the title too. Like, for instance, the other day I looked up story time, and I looked up, let's just say, for example, I looked up like first dates, right?
Right.
And then my whole suggestion box on the right would be other people talking about their dates.
Right.
You know, I think it might be just the title you're typing in.
Yeah. But sometimes it's not just the title, because look, you're putting in like, okay, so I put Crush Jennifer Page, right? So that song came up.
Right.
But then it offered Savage Garden. Now, why would it? You know, they're not
maybe
being
it was
related.
The same decade,
same period,
yeah,
exactly.
same decade, same type of vibe of music,
right? But how would they know that unless the person that uploaded it actually?
I have no clue. I have no clue how it works.
Yeah, well, you upload your stuff up there to YouTube,
yeah.
So you see all the options, no?
Right. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know if my hashtags work. Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying? Because I don't Google my own videos.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't type in to see how my video pops up. But like, for instance, I did a video the other day about one time I took Molly, and my ex-boyfriend's friend put Molly in my champagne. So I hashtag like champagne, party, ex-boyfriend, boyfriend, friends, nightclub, dance. Like, I just did a bunch of random ones.
Right.
But I don't know if any of those are actually working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I have no clue what I'm doing when it comes to YouTube hashtags. Not a clue. Not
a hashtag
clue.
Really is a search term, you know? It's
right.
I mean, people write it just for the fun of it.
Right.
It's funny sometimes.
Right.
But it was made so people can find you.
Yeah.
You know, in similar interests or whatever.
Right.
But, so you know music from the 90s though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, there was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Any movies you're going to see this weekend?
I think Lion King comes out this weekend.
I think it's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm probably going to go Sunday morning when nobody's there.
Yeah. Everybody's going to go see it.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is they call it like, hold on. They call it live action film, but it's actually all animation. It's just it's 3D,
right.
Realistic.
But it looks so good,
right?
Yeah, like the trailer and stuff. It looks really good. Like, it looks realistic, like real ass lions.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did any like real live camera, like for the backgrounds, like the jungle.
Probably not.
They didn't have to.
But this movie has taken years to make.
Oh yeah, they do.
Because we've been hearing about the Lion King for like 5 years now.
Well, the Toy Stories, all these take that long too.
Yeah. Now they just they're in the process of casting the live action Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means though. Is that going to be like how they did Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin?
Probably,
or
because
it's like they just casted. I just love the fact that they did a black chick.
Yeah, right?
It just pissed so many people off. Yeah, but a lot of people were pissed.
Right.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's called put on a lace front wig. She can have red hair. And I hope the prince is white just to get everybody more mad.
like biracial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. That would be a good idea, actually.
I'm so hungry right now.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know. I need to go home and do some things on my computer before I go to the pool. I'm waiting for my friend. I've been hanging out with my gay bestie anytime he's not like on the, because he's a flight attendant and he's home for a couple of days. So I've been hanging out with him and I was like, let's just lay at the pool tomorrow and do absolutely nothing.
Wow. What a great life.
Yeah.
And you still have a weekend ahead of you, too.
I don't really ever do much on the weekends, though. Yeah. You know? If I ever go out, it's usually during the week.
Right. But it's also time when you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Like, I went to an event last night to support this girl I know. I lasted like an hour and a half to show some support. And then I was like, see ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, man? Mm-hmm. You know, that's just it. Did you hear of this young Disney star, Cameron Boyce?
Yeah, horrible.
I didn't know who he was, but he died at 20 after he had seizures.
Yeah, I guess he had a ongoing heart condition.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jeez.
That's so terrible.
I mean, his parents got to be like devastated.
No, yeah. His whole family. Like, if you go to his Instagram page, he's very family oriented.
Right.
So it's like his whole
oriented.
Whatever. You know okay. What I meant?
Yeah. I mean, this. Mm-hmm. You're not the only one that says that, but it's not a word. So oriented. Okay, yeah. Go on.
So I can't imagine. Oriented. Yeah. I can't imagine what his family's going through at all.
Wow. That's painful, man. You see, it's not like if your parents is aging and you're expecting it.
Right.
I mean, here, just like 20 years old, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, why?
Yeah.
You know, why? But we don't know. We don't know. There's some things we'll never know.
Yeah, never.
Never understand,
never
right?
Understand, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? Final thing. I guess we do have a guest tomorrow. So that would be cool. There's going to be a lot of people here when we end the show tomorrow because the jazz show is pre-recording and all that stuff. So Friday for me is supposed to be quiet, but it'll be kind of busy. But by 1 o'clock I'm out of here. I'll be good.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, I love Fridays. So listen, wish me luck sleeping the first night with that contraption, whatever the fuck they're going to give me
right.
For my sleep apnea. Let's see if it works. I'll report, and we'll see. Maybe it'll change my life. I mean, the guy said, he says, I guarantee you, you won't even have to get up once to pee during the night.
That's wild.
Even once. So we'll see. That'll be cool. All right. Well, I'm cutting it short by a couple minutes because I need to go and start something there. But, okay. Well, thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.